This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is just about 5:07. This is the evening edition with Lynn and Hezril. And first up, it's Popit Popit Parliament, where we bring you highlights from the Day One Rakyat.
As always, we start with question time. And today, the Klang Valley Double Tracking Phase 2, or KDVT2 project, was brought up. A quick recap on this. It aims to rehabilitate 265 kilometers of KTMB's railway tracks, stretching from Salat South to Seremban and from Simpang Port Klang near Mid Valley to Port Klang. It started in 2017, but it's been paused a few times because of contract terminations and renegotiations on cost. Long story short, the government is now facing 3 civil suits because of the terminations.
Right, so that was brought up today by former Transport Minister Anthony Lok, who wanted to know if the government is willing to renegotiate with the terminated contractor in order to mitigate the costs of going to court and also delaying the project. De facto Law Minister Datuk Taqiyuddin Hassan responded that they're always up to negotiate a win-win situation for all.
Bukan saja dalam kes civil ini, dalam mana-mana kes civil yang dihadapi oleh kerajaan, sikap kerajaan ialah terbuka untuk sentiasa merundingkan apa-apa penyelesaian dengan izin for amicable settlement out of court. Memang saya akui bahawa kelewatan akan dihadapi oleh kerajaan untuk melaksanakan projek ini kerana ianya melibatkan beberapa tindakan termasuk injunction oleh pihak syarikat walaupun terhadap kerajaan dan buat masa ini pihak syarikat telah mendapat interim injunction terhadap kerajaan. Namun demikian, saya yakin bahawa pihak kerajaan bersedia untuk berunding bagi menyelesaikan kes ini secara win-win situation.
So that was Datuk Taqiyuddin Hassan, de facto law minister, commenting on the status of the civil suits involving the KDTV2 project.
And our next and final pick from Question Time is to do with the privatization of local leagues and football teams. The youth and sports minister was asked for a progress update. Here's what Datuk Sri Rizal Amerika Naina Amerikan said.
Sehingga kini, untuk maklumat Dewan Yang Mulia ini, sebanyak 21 pasukan telah pun berjaya memenuhi syarat pembentukan kelab bola sepak bagi menggantikan pasukan yang dibentuk oleh Persatuan Bola Sepak Negeri sebelum ini. Proses penswastaan kelab ini dilihat sebagai satu usaha pemisahan dari sudut tanggungjawab, skop dan peranan yang ketara di antara persatuan dan kelab bola sepak. Persatuan Bola Sepak atau FA memainkan peranan sebagai badan pengawal bola sepak yang menjurus ke arah pembangunan bakat di peringkat akar umbi, tadbir urus dan pengurusan pertandingan tempatan, manakala kelab bola sepak pula menjurus kepada pengurusan pasukan bagi menyertai pertandingan profesional dan elit.
So the minister also gave his personal opinion about the postponement of the TM Malaysia Cup, and that postponement was made on the advice of the MOH.
Secara peribadi, selaku Menteri Belia dan Sukan, memang saya amat berharap supaya 7 matches ataupun 7 perlawanan ini dapat diteruskan di negeri-negeri yang dianggap sebagai hijau. Namun kita akur kepada MKN dan melihat bahawa kesihatan dan keselamatan rakyat jauh lebih penting di samping juga kata kesediaan 2 negeri tersebut untuk memberi kebenaran. Tapi apapun, insyaAllah kita akan, KBS akan mengemukakan rayuan demi rayuan setiap kali menyaksikan bila mana ada penurunan kes COVID bagi memastikan sukan bola sepak yang diminati oleh rakyat ini tetap mendapat tempat di negara kita.
That was Youth and Sports Minister Datuk Sri Rizal Amerikan Naina Amerikan with his wish that the Malaysia Cup be allowed to continue in the green states.
Okay, so most of the rest of the sitting was spent debating the motion to form 9 new parliamentary select committees, and this will effectively replace the 10 committees that were formed during Pakatan Harapan's administration, which does mean that specific committees on budget, gender equality, state and federal relations and the environment are set to be abolished.
So these are some of the kind of responses to this motion. First off, Fuzia Saleh, MP for Kuantan, asked if an environmental committee will eventually be formed since the issues of environment and sustainability are so pressing. She also pointed out that not having the term gender equality in the title of the Committee for Women, Children and Social Development would make a significant difference.
Pada pandangan saya, perkataan kesaksamaan gender ini amat penting di dalam kita membicarakan berkenaan dengan hal ehwal wanita, kanak-kanak dan pembangunan sosial. Kerana kesaksamaan gender ini ialah satu istilah antarabangsa, ya, kalau kita tertinggal di dalam isu ini dan hanya bercakap berkenaan dengan hal ehwal wanita, saya kira kita ketinggalan. Saya pohon kalau boleh dimasukkan juga di dalam tema rujukan jawatankuasa pilihan khas yang ini. Terima kasih, Tuan Dito.
So that was Fuzia Saleh, Kuantan MP, asking for gender equality to be included in the title of the Women, Children and Social Affairs Committee. Again, de facto Law Minister Datuk Dakyudin Hassan responded that a written request can be made to the Dewan Rakyat Speaker for his consideration.
Now, another MP who spoke up was Hassan Abdul Karim, the MP for Pasir Gudang. He requested for the Committee on State and Federal Relations to be reinstated, considering the many issues that require state and federal cooperation.
Banyak masalah hubungan antara kerajaan negeri dan kerajaan persekutuan yang bertindih, misalnya dalam isu air. Kuasa-kuasa kerajaan negeri dengan kerajaan pusat perlu diselesaikan. Isu-isu berkenaan hutan, begitu juga isu-isu berkenaan tanah, pembangunan dan juga masih lagi belum selesai tentang perjanjian Malaysia 1963 yang melibatkan kerajaan persekutuan dengan negeri Sabah dan Sarawak. Jadi saya rasa kena dipikirkan, janganlah dilupuskan jawatankuasa yang penting ini.
So Datuk Dakyudin responded to that statement by saying the new committees are a combined and integrated version of the previous ones. So, you know, these sorts of issues are not going to be left out.
And that's that on the new round of select committees. To wrap up, Bintulu MP Datuk Sri Tiong King Singh had this to say about the Health DG.
Ini DG hari-hari buat berita saja. Pergi ngapa? Kenapa dia tidak turun padang? Kita pergi tengok, perbincang, kasih moral support itu frontliner juga, doktor, jurulawat. Tiada semua bekerja sana. Jangan hantar saja doktor pergi, jurulawat pergi. Oh, itu orang tak takut mati, tapi DG takut mati.
Oh, okay. So, understandably, that then caused a bit of a stir.
DG dan frontline put themselves as sacrifice. Dia bantu rakyat. Janganlah kongkali kong.
Minta Bintulu tarik balik. Minta maaf. DG is a frontliner. Yeah. Kurang ajar Bintulu.
Mereka apa ni berkorban.
All right, so as you heard there, those were opposition MPs defending Health DG Tan Sri Dr. Nur Hisham Abdullah, including Jelutong MP RSN Ryer, calling for the Bintulu MP to apologize and retract his statement. He didn't, though, claiming that he was only relaying what frontliners have been saying. Ryer, on the other hand, was asked to leave for refusing to sit down.
And that is it for today's Popit Popit Parliament. If you'd like to weigh in on select committees, or for that matter, the idea of the Malaysia Cup and whether the postponement should perhaps be adjusted, maybe, I don't know, or, you know, there could be new arrangements made, let us know. You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.